Okay,
And
well, that's exactly what we were talking about. That's exactly the whole point that made this whole thing necessary. Those details are the details that you've got to have if you're going to move forward in this new particulum. There's no question.
No.
Good. Glad you got it.
I don't. You say I got to have. No, I just broadcast it, and the Ionauts look it up. What do I do? I'm not buying. You want me to buy all those books?
Oh, no. No, no. What are you talking about, Bob? We were giving you the details of what you had to do to sew up this ascension business. What are you talking about? Come on now, keep
yeah,
up.
And what do I have to do? You gave me titles. Now,
we just
do
told
I
you.
The book?
We just told
no.
you. Then you decided to go call JW. Then you decided to go call JW and have a little chit chat on the side. It was like it was like dinner in a movie.
When I'm missing the verb. I'm missing the verb. Did I decide to call you? Did I do that? Am I going to do that?
You never,
what's your opening
you
verb?
Never, you never. You never. In our world, the call never stopped. So we continued on. You got dropped, or it dropped, or it got dropped, or thrown out. You came
right.
in, and that's when the information was given.
Well,
you've got to
be,
you out.
Again, you're made a bunch of words, and I don't know what they mean. Did we lose the recording of all those
no.
books?
No, you got that.
Okay.
You got that. But the words that were
well,
said after the,
when you say
the words that were
before,
said,
when you have said before, I got it. Okay. I didn't get it. Okay? So I don't know if you're right, because you got to do a proper disconnect. So where is it?
Okay. I don't know. It's tech, buddy.
Fuck it.
Do what you do. Yeah.
Okay. No, don't you say that. I'm asking you to explain your words, which were incomprehensible, and then you say, oh, fuck it. Call the tech body. No, you explain what your words are.
The words are, when the call was dropped, we never stopped speaking. There were other words after the books. You'll get the recording for the books. That's no big deal. That's easy. That's the reason we said write them down. You said, oh, I'm not going to do that. Okay, well, that's fine. We don't care. That's fine. We don't mind. But then we kept speaking after the disconnect on the call. And that's the words that you were trying to get that you can't get because apparently it's not quite ready yet. May not be ready yet. But you can ask. Because you're good. You're very clever, Bob. You're the best of this that's ever been. There's no one better at this than you. There's no one in this world better than this you. So relax. Take a deep breath. Ask again softly from a different topical point. And let's see if you can wiggle it back into your bailiwick.
Ask what again?
The questions you were asking that started this rant that you thought everybody was going to have find ridiculous.
I have nothing. You listen to a bunch of books. I'm not interested in those books, but somebody's going to be interested in them. I ain't buying them unless you're telling me to buy them. And
no, we're not telling you
a bunch of shit.
No, we're not doing that. We're not doing it. We just gave the references from the little man's position. Because all these questions, all the problems that are happening here are from the little man's position. There's no ascended problems here, because in an ascended state, none of those things apply. So those are the references to say, hey, y'all, this is what's going on. Hey, y'all, this is what's happening. Hey, y'all, look out for this. Hey, y'all, when y'all see this in the eastern sky, there might be something going on. Blah, 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 blah. You see, that's the stuff.
Yeah, but you're talking to me, and it's not explained what I'm doing. You're saying it's nothing for the ascended. Just for the little man. Well, who am I? Am I ascended, a little man? Why are you telling me? So I can broadcast it to the little man?
Yeah, so you can broadcast it. You're trying to help him, Bob. You're trying to help a nigga, Bob. Come on. You're trying to help him. You're giving them hope, Bob.
Well,
you're the only hope they have.
Okay. I don't know about that. So
you got it played right here.
Hey, I want to go into some questions. I'm going to start asking some questions. Through this book shit. Okay. Why is Bob important? Can that be answered? What's it mean that I'm the only one who's important?
The connection. You. Okay. Okay, just for the record, JW's going to be pissed. All right? Just so you know, JW's going to be pissed. But if you ask it, if you got balls enough to ask, we got dick enough to answer, Bobby. So let's go. Gilgamesh is a problem. Gilgamesh is an angel. Gilgamesh, Nimrod, has been bound. Okay. Gilgamesh, when you do your history, is the author of the Tower of Babel. Well, we say Babel, but you say Babel, so we'll go with your interpretation.
And when you say Gilgamesh is an author, that's an angel you're talking about.
Yeah, he authored the Tower of Babel. Because of him, that's how they were able to build the Tower of Babel.
Okay. Was I there for that? Was Ophanel there?
You were. You were. And here's that's not the problem. That's not the problem. It was you bound Nimrod there.
That is not Gilgamesh. Or is Nimrod Gilgamesh?
Nimrod,
interchangeable?
Nimrod, they are. They are. They never could say, they would never say Gilgamesh's name. They called him Nimrod, that angel. And now
and what
loose.
Did I do? I bound him.
You bound him. You bound him. But when you made the Tower of Babel fall, you destroyed the Tower of Babel. You said that. You said that at CKLN back in those days. So, you know, that's old school. Everybody knows that, Bobby. You destroyed the Tower of Babel. And then when you did that, you bound Gilgamesh.
And what's that mean? And he was stuck in a room in a cell, like a prison?
He was, yep. You know, do you know the Mason symbol with the plum and the square and the G in the middle of it?
Yep.
You know what the G stands for?
Garrett.
Gilgamesh.
Oh, that's great. Has that been the first time ever explained? Has that ever been explained, or did the Freemasons know that?
They don't know that. They're thinking Naaman. They're thinking about Naaman, which is Nimrod's predecessor. But you undid. Now, don't piss off the goddamn Shriners. They ain't done nothing to you. 32nd degree Masons, 33rd, the Knights of Columbus, and the. We don't care about all that. They just drunks. Don't worry about them. Let them do whatever the fuck they want to do. Leave them alone, Bob. The Knights of the Templars and the Ali Mala Bibi of the Crown, the Ali Mali Bibi of the Crown, and whatever they are. Leave them alone. There's nothing wrong with him. Bless their heart. Don't. We ain't fighting with him. We're telling you what happens. And we're telling you we don't care about that. What we care about is that now Babylon has fallen. And when Babylon has fallen, Nimrod has been loosed on this earth. The angel.
Okay.
Now, don't be giggly here, Home Skillet. You're a little too clever by half. You better slow your roll
before.
Now.
I beat that fucker before, and I can beat him again. So what's the issue?
Yeah. You know, I think Mae Russell said a tune just about like that. Didn't she say something like
that?
Yeah,
they all did. When the Zappa.
That's it. And don't even forget, we don't even know what happened to the Carpenters. We don't even know what happened to the Carpenters. They just kind of got absorbed or something. So listen, no, the point of this, now you can play this now. There's no conversation. It's over. It's done. The jig is up. We threw. Merry fucking Krumma, Bob. Merry fucking Krumma. We done.
Well, what is true? The censorship of it, we don't have to hold things back. Is that what's true?
Yeah, because it's not going to matter now. It doesn't make any difference anymore. It doesn't matter. Because it's escalated to such a level that now, how does that hymn go? Angels we have heard on high. this is what's happening. They're being loosed. And the next one that's loosed is in the Hoover Dam. That's a news flash.
Mm. Right.
That's a news flash. They got the monuments to we can't even say that. We better not. Hey, it's Dr. Karen Dean. Yay.
No. Yes, hi.
We like that.
Honey, thank you, Karen. Now just be quiet.
We're getting in some dirt.
We're getting in dirt. You be quiet, Karen.
We're getting in some dirt.
Be quiet.
We're glad you're here, though. So what happens is we're not gonna absolve those angels, but they're nasty. They're coming from every level, every degree. They shot off a rocket today that could be seen all over down the East Coast. Y'all can look that up. That's easy. It's a specific star monitor that you can see from New York all the way to North Georgia. It's pretty amazing because they're trying to basically send a flare to slow down this apostasy. Is that the right word, Bobby? What does
no headlines
mean? It says flood warning, El Paso, migrant surge, breaking point, border agents lash out of homeland. Nothing about what the hell are you saying? Well, where?
Well, it would be NASA. Look up NASA. NASA. Look up NASA. Come on now. Don't be like this.
NASA. Didn't you click on NASA?
No, you don't have to click on NASA. Why did NASA shoot up in the rocks today? What did they shoot out of New York today?
Well, I'm looking, I click on NASA, waiting for it to come up, NASA.gov. SWAT launch delayed to Friday, December 16. SWOT, is that what you're talking about? SWAT launch?
I think what you're looking for is the Marshall Star.
Okay, Kim, you can look that up. That never works.
Yeah, don't worry.
I don't see nothing.
Never works. It don't work. Don't worry about it. It'll all be, by the time this plays on Saturday, it'll be very clear. And all you've got is you got a heads up that you knew what the hell was going on before it was going on. So it's all good. You got this, Bob. Just don't worry about
it.
It'll catch up.
What does it mean that this NASA shot off a rocket? What's the big drama about that?
Oh, that it's a Starlink.
Yeah, what's that? Is that Elon Musk or something?
No.
Well, elaborate. You know, again, you're not saying anything. Something happened.
No, we're not going to do that. Next, just keep going.
Yeah, what's the consequences of it?
It's just a flare. It's a flare. Shoot off that you... Wait a minute. Stop. How many things do they shoot from the earth to the sky that you can see all the way up and down the East Coast or from Maine until North Georgia? How many things do they
do? I
don't
know.
Okay.
More than none. So what does this mean?
I see SpaceX set to... for back-to-back rocket launches Friday from Florida's Space Coast.
No, this is in New York.
New York, Carol.
New York.
Okay, let's carry on with the session. We haven't done anything yet.
Yes, we have.
You
had the book that he thinks he lost. He doesn't think he got him. He may have lost.
But wait, what's the significance of the space thing? Why are you bringing it up, this flare?
It's a warning.
About what?
He said the aliens shot it off.
I didn't hear those words. Did you say that, Ian? The aliens shot it off?
We did. Yes, we did. Karen hears things. Mm-hmm.
Was that part of the arrival of the Eastern Gate? Is that a warning for it?
Some would say.
So the flare is a warning by the aliens of something's going to happen.
No, it's a Starlink. It connects it. It tells them, says, y'all better come. It says, y'all come. It's over. It's ready. We're ready. All systems go. DEFCON 6. No. You were good because you did that. That was a long time ago. But now the motherfucker's back. And now what you going to do? You going to bind him again? I don't think so. He kind of...
Why not?
He's read. He's listened to all of Mae Brussels' cassette tapes, Bob. He knows what to look forward to. He knows the Brussels effect is the Brussels effect is here and now.
What is wrong? Oh, you said it was the alien contact. That's what has to happen. Okay.
Which is happening today.
Alien contact is happening?
No. The when they said sound the alarm that it's over, that we have to hurry. Now we have to get it. If we're going to take the Earth, we have to take it now. Let's take it
now.
Yeah,
and the flare indicated that.
Correct. And that they
and
have the line side access.
And there's a line side, I don't know what that means, line side access, but why isn't there any headline about the flare?
Carolyn's got it in her inbox and her thing.
Oh, okay, what do you see, Carolyn?
She's actually engaged.
it. We can hear it. You just play it. We'll listen to it.
Okay. All righty.
NASA is alerting people from Maine to northern Georgia that an Electron rocket will launch between 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time Thursday, December 15th. It will appear like a bright, fast-moving star shooting upward. For those who live in mid-Atlantic states, as well as eastern Kentucky, Tennessee, and Ohio, a fiery streak will be visible for about 3 minutes after launch. Break.
Yeah, that's nice. But NASA launched it. Is that aliens in NASA, Ion?
Yes, because they've all but disbanded NASA now. What is NASA since we got Elon Musk? Why do we need NASA anymore?
Okay, good. I'm going to get in some questions here. So why is Bob important? Well, he had a thing with Gilgamesh. Now Gilgamesh is on here, and he ain't fucking care about Bob, and he's wreaking havoc in some way. What is Gilgamesh doing?
He's destroying some of the federations that used to be important. He is calling some of the other buried angels that are buried under the ocean or we have to be so careful, Bob, because you're hitting the points. Yeah, Carolyn, he's actually hot tonight. He's doing pretty good. The river that's drying up.
Yeah, the Hoover Dam River or Tigris and Euphrates?
No. Tigris and Euphrates, that's right. And that's another thing that's occurring all but simultaneously. And that's what's wrong with this program, is it's all happening at once. You were waiting on something to happen, and then all things are kind of hitting the fan about the same time, which is what we've said all along. I mean, I don't think anybody can be surprised.
Okay, Ian, you're saying that the alien coming on the Eastern Gate is going to happen the same time today as the Flash.
Close. It's very Eastern, isn't it?
Okay, so
what the issue is the world is crumbling below our feet. The house is built on sinking sand, and the sand is eroding quickly. And now this thing, what everybody was screaming that Ion had just gone dark or gone devilish or whatever. That's what's happening. That's what's occurring. Because you turn around and look, and how does a 30-year-old jackball, who looks like he just came out of the same asylum, that run along and had a little business and lost $8 billion. He misplaced $8 billion. He doesn't remember quite what happened to it, for Pete's sake. So, and we start putting math to that. It's like, this don't make no sense. This is not logical. You can't lose how do you get $8 billion to then lose it? That's the better question.
Yeah, okay. We know it's a big mystery. When's it going to be cleared up?
Ain't a mystery. It ain't a mystery. It's cleared up right now. It's all debauchery. This is all the angels churning the humans in their damn ticky-tocks, in their damn facial books, in their damn tech body to twirl them to sleep so they can get their 420-friendly debauchery Marquis de Sade so they don't have to think about bills that they're not going to pay anyway.
Are a lot of people affected by the disappearance? Did they lose their loans? No, they're saved. They saved monies or something? What happened to people?
They're all going broke with a lot more money than they've ever had in their life. They're all for bankruptcy with more money than they've ever had in their life.
You mean they had a lot of money and they had declared that it's gone?
No, fuck no. They have more money than they've ever had in their life right now.
Yeah.
How you pay $5 for a gallon of gas and have money?
Yeah,
and
they're being
money.
Told, okay, they got a lot of money and they're being told it's worthless.
Right.
Okay.
That's correct.
Where was that announced?
Well, Bob, it's called the GDP numbers for this today, or the inflation rate today, or that the 10-year note is 4.7% yield. You understand you owe $30+ trillion at 4.6%?
Those aren't even covered by Drudge. Nobody says anything about it. Drudge is.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. They are panicking. That's what they're whole. Okay. They're screaming. They're trying to say the crypto ruined the world. No, the crypto didn't ruin the world. Where do you see any of that?
Where do you see this complaining? Where is it on the headline?
Oh,
you see it in or something?
Everywhere. We don't watch CNN.
You see anything on Drudge? Yeah. So you don't watch it. So what do you watch so we can see it?
We just know. That's the issue.
So you, Kim, go to your Dan Bongino, see if there's any panicking headlines. I bet you there isn't. I bet there's nothing. Nothing about what Ayn's talking about. Ayn's fucking
yes,
nuts.
There is. We're
Did you find any,
we
Carolyn?
Maybe a dot. We're probably a dot ahead of the view, but that's how we'll do it. We're a dot ahead of the view. That's how we do it.
Do you see anything, Carolyn?
No, Bob. I'm not looking. Yeah. I'm busy.
She won't even look. That's how seriously she takes you. You tell her to take a look. She won't even look.
How seriously I take you, Bob?
Yeah. Because what happens is, if what we're saying, rather than arguing the point, if what we're saying is, play it. And if it's the case, it'll show up. Everything else has turned out like that. So it's like, well, hey, what's the difference?
Nothing else has turned out.
Okay. Well, then kill yourself. Just go home, kill yourself, and call it a day.
No, why do you jump to that? I'm telling you, nothing turned out. You say, okay. So why would I kill myself? Why would I do that? You fucking idiot. What a fucking retard we got here, Carolyn.
You're running this. So run it.
Yeah, I'm running this. Yeah. Okay. Nobody will tell me what I'm running.
No, you're not. You're doing fine.
Spell out this, T-H-I-S. What is this that I'm running?
This. Yeah, that's right. Your pronouns are you. Your pronouns are you, right?
Okay,
What's Elon Musk's pronouns is prosecute Fauci. That was his pronouns.
Okay, Ion. There was announced yesterday, the day before, people were emailing me about it. Somebody announced they got nuclear fusion next week or something.
No, not fusion. No. They're not splitting. It's fission. They're adding atoms together.
You're right. Nuclear fission. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's what it was. And you yelled out the word.
Adding.
Look, is it any replacement of our shit?
Nope.
What is it? It's got anything to do with us?
Nope.
Are they trying to keep up with our coming announcements by pretend they got something to announce?
Okay. The angels, which is what I've been trying to say that you said doesn't happen or isn't happening, have infiltrated CERN to give a mirrored or an antimattered position of what you call Coldplay. And so they're going to have that as the part and the counterpart. So you have the Christ and the Antichrist. They're going to say
What are these? Yeah, you're saying symbolic words. What are they? They got our Coldplay. Is that what you're saying?
They have the antithesis of it. It's the opposite of it.
Does it work?
They're trying to create heat to produce electricity. That's ridiculous. That's what the coal plants are doing. Coal-fired engines are doing. That's what they're doing. So it's nothing. It's an example.
People are saying, wow, we're going to have coal fusion, and people in the comments say, wow, this is great. I knew this was happening. We have to move out of fossil fuels, blah, 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 blah. And they don't know. It's nothing that's being talked about from CERN or from wherever they're perceiving it. Okay.
That's called the Antichrist.
Next question. Did Jeffrey Epstein introduce Melania to Donald Trump?
No.
So that's a myth.
That's correct.
How did Melania meet Trump? What was the occasion?
She was a model. Okay.
Yeah.
And she was royalty. Okay. And she was very aware of the Miss America program.
Yeah.
And so being bumping, and he had just so happened to own the Miss America pageant. So 2 and 2 together makes 8.
So she performed in a Miss America contest?
No. She just met him in that venue. Supermodels, like, of course, would be interested in that. And before she got in, it's like Guilfoyle, Kimberly Guilfoyle. She got Trump by being on The View. You know, she just got close to it. And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, okay, here's your, let me catch your eye, and that's all I got to do.
Right. So the Melania was around a presentation of a Miss America pageant. She was in the audience or backstage, and that's how they met. Correct?
Correct. And they also were in California, and they bumped into each other from a mutual acquaintance at a party. And that was the second time that they met. And it's kind of like, oh, this is interesting, and oh, this is interesting. And now, I like you pretty good. Let's see how it goes.
So Trump had to be smitten, and he was smitten.
He's easily smitten, Bob, but, you know, he's got a lot of wives.
A lot of what? Wilds?
Wives. Wives.
Okay. So talking to that Greg from England on office hours last night.
No,
he talked,
Gregory.
He defined,
that's Gregory. That's Gregory, not Greg. Gregory.
Yeah. His last, okay. He spelled out something about oil, and he said nobody knows what oil is. And so Nan asked me to ask you, what is oil actually?
Okay.
But Greg, or, anywhere near it.
No, he doesn't have a clue. This is the same thing. It's the tallow. Tallow. You know what tallow is?
T-A-L-L-O-W. I've seen the word. I don't know what it means.
It's like hog grease. Hog grease is a type of an amino acid. And the dinosaurs that are decaying had tallow, which now become Texas tea, black sweet crude, which is converted over a gajillion years into the tallow of those components. And so
what, into some
fat.
Substance you're calling tallow?
Into oil. That is oil, the tallow from those animals. From their fat. Their fat.
Okay. So is that known by regular science?
Yes. That's why they look for those basic places where the oil is so prolific from where those dinosaurs were killed from the different things that took place, like the creation of the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah. What was taking place? Were there earthquakes? Comets landing on the planet?
No, a meteor busted in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico and made such a mess it hit, busted it, and it filled up with water and killed all the dinosaurs. And that's why the Permian Basin down and around is where all the oil is. And then they drill off the Gulf because that's where that
tallow is. They drilled off the Gulf. What about the oil Alaska or in the Middle East?
Same thing. That's the Bering Strait was another comet that made that whole position that kind of separated it. And what about where the sand niggers live, Bob? Same thing happened over there with Saudi Arabia, but they're about to run out.
Does science recognize that a comet hit the planet and caused this effect? Is that known in regular science?
Well, they talk about when the mastodons ruled the earth, and then when the mastodons were eradicated, they were all laid into the ground, or the ground covered them, and then that's where they're drilling, and that's where the oil is. So, yeah, everybody kind of agrees with that, Bob. That's not even okay. That's not really hard. That's not McNally Rand. That's pretty easy.
Okay, next question. Mick Jagger put out a song earlier this year, I think. It's presented in the news as he's complaining about the effects of COVID and lockdown. But in the lyrics, he's talking about people are saying it's a satire of the anti-vaxxers and the conspiracy theorists, or he actually believes it. I don't know. But the last line in his lyrics is, and aliens are in the deep state.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's accurate from Ion's point of view.
We're so glad you played that because it's giving Greg Duffy some new material to make fun of.
I haven't played it yet. Okay.
You have to. So, it'll give him new material. New material to make fun of.
So is Mick Jagger making fun of people who claim there are aliens in the deep state, or he's just making a statement that's the case, that aliens are in the deep state?
He's an alien himself. So, yeah.
Was he always an alien?
Bob, how do you become non-alien and an alien? Yes, he's always been an alien.
So he's, has he been here for hundreds of years?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Look how he doesn't, he's like you, Bob, he doesn't age. Only unlike you, he did not come out of the ass of a jackal.
Where did he come from? Where do aliens come from? Are they born through women?
No. That's just the little man's position. See, they don't have to. They can spawn. They can spawn. They don't have to do all that.
Anybody else in the music industry on an iconic level, like other members of the Rolling Stones, are aliens? Or
yes.
Is he unique?
Yes.
No, he's not unique.
Were anybody else in the Rolling Stones? Keith Richards, Brian Jones?
No.
Charlie Watt?
No.
No, just
no, no. But you know our affection for Fleetwood Mac, Stevie Nicks. She's not an alien. She's a witch, but it's working out good.
Yeah, but what are you saying about Mick Jagger and her? Did you say something about them?
Well, Stevie Nicks is a witch. That's how she's able to live. But Mick Jagger is an alien.
Right, and to be a witch means you have a grimoire, you got recipes that keep you young or something? Is that what you mean?
You have developed a level or a connection of power that you use to your own best advantage.
Okay. Yes. Does Mick Jagger know of us, my radio broadcast with you?
Yes, because of CKLN.
He heard it
actually,
back then.
No. Let me tell you. He was actually more interested in Bob Marshall, believe it or not.
But
he found out who he was, and then he wasn't interested anymore because it was ridiculous.
Right. So is Mick Jagger, as an alien, does he know a lot of things that go on the planet? He's kind of got a kind of ESP, so he didn't have to hear the news.
Somewhat. But you can't go by you because you don't hear the news. Shit's falling down all around you, and you can't find it on Drudge. Drudge.
Yeah, what's falling all around me? What did you say was falling all around me?
Your world is falling all around you. But you got to wait for Joy Behar to announce it before you'll accept it, that it's any condition you could even embrace. So you just lay back, Bob. You go take a nap.
Yeah, you got the wrong name. I don't look for anything she says. I don't follow it. Okay, so Mick Jagger.
Wait. You wait on Matt Drudge, who isn't even doing the Drudge Report anymore.
Right. So Mick Jagger is singing about himself when he says aliens in the deep state. He's talking about people he's connected to or things.
Correct. Do the math on this, Bob. You're looking at things. Okay. Do you respect Edward R. Murrah as someone who's sane or sober or normal in the zeitgeist of the world as we know it? Would you accept him as somebody who's sort of put together in information, superhighway, prosthetics? Would you agree with that?
No, I never have an opinion about anything. If people were talking, praising him, I'd go along, he was great. Then I'd lie about, I saw the movie, great movie. Yeah, you know, either did or didn't. I wouldn't care. He's hardly significant to me.
No. I mean Edward R. Murrah as being someone who was sane in the way he presented information, what you would call an information source or a thought process that someone may or
people
may not
call
embrace.
That. People call him that. I don't have an opinion about that. He's just
another
asshole.
Good. That's the point. That's an example. We don't have any of those anymore.
We don't have any more.
No more assholes anymore. Because everybody is a whole ass. They all have their opinion, and they all share their opinion. They all say, no, you have to go with the foo-foo-fla-fla. Go follow the foo-foo-fla-fla, and you'll be okay. No, you need to go your third eye chakra. You need to pick the snot out of your chakra. And you'll be, no, you need to get carnelian and hold it close, and the crystal liquors will save your soul. And the red crystal will come into the black crystal, come into the green crystal, and then then lack your awareness. Lack your awareness. No goddamn. Not one nickel's worth a goddamn difference.
Dave Worcester. Don't you buy Dave Worcester.
Paul Shockley had something to say about it. That's all we know for sure.
Right, that's right. I heard what he told me what he had to say about Dave. Okay.
No. Wait. Don't lose that. Now we're on a thread. Just stay with us a second. So what's happening is this now has flipped. Okay. Now we're not going to the Thompson quadrant. Now you do, we don't, but now we're not going to the Thompson quadrant. Now what happens is, do you know what an optical fish eye looks like? Would you know what that is?
No.
Okay. It would be like a prism, maybe, but it's like a prism that puts like one little thing, makes it like 16 things on a screen. You know, it would present 16 objects that are the same, or the same object 16 times. So basically what you're kind of like what you're looking at now, you have each one of the worlds as one of those 16 things, and they're all happening simultaneously, but they're not exactly identically the same. 1 minute, Hillary is dead. 1 minute, Hillary's singing in a car with Vanessa Williams. Then 1 minute, still Hillary is dead. And then 1 minute, Hillary looks like death on Milk Toast. Then 1 minute, she's going to run for president again. And then 1 minute, she's going back to the Clinton Foundation to clean up her mess. And then John Podesta is going to see if he can suck off some more babies or the blood out of some more babies for shits and giggles. All this stuff is presented, and yet they still are. So those 16 different versions makes it indiscriminately impossible to superimpose a canonical outcome, maybe predicated. We know the end game. We've told you the end game, and you can play this. There's nothing wrong with this. But it answers some of these abominable questions of, well, why didn't that happen yet? Well, why ain't this happened yet? Why ain't I dead yet? I'm supposed to be dead. God damn it, I'm dead. Why ain't I dead yet? They'd ask that question. Why ain't I dead yet? We're like, well, honey, you already are. We don't know how to say that any other way. It's been a good day. You had a straight out of Compton. You made it. The point is that these outcomes, this is what Mae Russell did in the Russell effect, laid this out that this is occurring. Because the same thing Mae Russell was talking about, everybody says, that's a little crazy. What the fuck? Come on now. That's a little too far. Come on now, that's a little. She had her documentation, but that was a little. The ipso facto don't really work there. Come on, May, I thought you were a little Jewish girl. Why can't you just stay with what you know, honey? You getting out of the car? Get back in the car. You'll be all right. You'll be okay. So this is what you're seeing an example, a predicated example of. Well, now, are you ready for this? Mm-hmm. Make a little pause, or you can play it. Make a little pause. This is the distraction that's going to cause the end of the beginning. This is the distraction.
What is the distraction? What is the distraction?
The deprecation that's going on in the world. The world is crumbling. And then the stock market dropped 6,000 points, and now it's up 3,500, now it's 3,300, now it's 3,400, then it's 2,200. It goes up and down like a window shade because it doesn't matter. It's not applied. There's no money in it or behind it. So wherever it is, it is. And then they say, oh, we haven't. We didn't go up what we supposed to. Oh, we got too many people. Oh, there's too many jobs. Oh, there's not enough jobs. Oh, there's too much money. No, there's not enough money. We got to make some more money. God damn it, I'm going to put some more money in your pocket. Everybody says, okay, put some more money. A Happy Meal is $1.6 million. People can't live like this. They got to get their Mickey Donald's. They can't pay for Mickey Donald's without $1.6 million. Give everybody $1.6 million and let them get their Mickey Donald's. Goddamn, that is a right. That is a right. Meanwhile, Elizabeth Warren is saying, well, isn't cryptocurrency how the dope dealers launder money? Isn't it how the dope dealers? And then, of course, the response was, no, Senator Warren. The dope dealers have been using cash to launder money since Iran-Contra. it didn't start with cryptocurrency. Bob, here's what's happening. Now, this is serious now. You said you don't have a news flash. Well, here's your news flash. The fall of cryptocurrency is finally exposing the fall of the Federal Reserve.
How's it doing that? Why would they be connected?
They talk about these exchanges that take non-fungible tokens and they sell them for U.S. dollars or monies or yuans or whatever those are. They have something that's a pit rock that they're selling for money. And they're trading, and everybody's jumping in because the pet rock keeps getting more and more expensive. And then all of a sudden, the window, the wall falls out from under them. That's exactly what happened with Jekyll Island, remember?
No, I mean, I remember 1913, but what did they do? They were putting something out that...
They took us off the gold standard and put us on the pet rock standard. We're on the pet rock standard. And so now for every nickel you put in the bank, they can loan you $100. As long as you pay interest on the $100 at the $100 rate, not the nickel rate.
Okay, so that's what they've been doing for over 100 years.
Yep, that's exactly right. And now what's happened is there's so much of it now, you can't sustain your own draw. You go, Ion, shut the fuck up. All the guy do is print another $250 billion, and everything will be okay. Well, no, because you can't have that much gross domestic product or gross national product, because now they're trying to slow the machine down. That's okay. You raise the interest rate to slow down the machine so it doesn't overheat. The problem is when you pay interest at $30+ trillion, you can't do it. You can't print enough to cover the interest, let alone slow down the machine. So in essence, what you're doing is you're stopping the machine. That has nothing to do with anything going on here. Nothing to do with the angels, nothing to do with what's fixing to happen. That's a distraction. Pointing out clearly and presently that the end is nigh, is near. Or at least it is in the way of the triune gods.
You mean the distraction is pointing, because there are major distractions, that means the end is near. Is that what you just said?
Correct. And then you kind of look at how they're coming up with these crazy constructs, like we're going to do this and this is happening now. I have new pronouns and I identify as an eggplant. I identify as an eggplant. God damn it, that's my right. I can be an eggplant if I want to. Fuck, I've always been drawn to eggplants. I'm a cis. I'm a trans cis eggplant, Bob. That's what I am, a trans cis eggplant. And everybody goes, stop, this is stupid. What the fuck are you talking about? You goddamn heretic. You can't go against what I believe. I am what I am. I am what I am. I mean, he's like Popeye and olive oil. So then all of a sudden you're like drawn and quartered because you said, this is ridiculous that you're a trans cis eggplant. God damn, what the fuck is this?
Okay, so that's
where
a big
fall off the wagon.
Well, Bob, does not get richer, everybody gets poorer. That's all that's happening.
Correct. They are. And here's the thing. Now, see, you notice they've calmed down this Juicera and the Sarah because they heard the tape. The cassette tapes, you know, we send them out on Tuesdays and you don't get them to the next Wednesday, that one. When we said that's not a good idea, because if you file bankruptcy, how do you file bankruptcy on a national debt? You can file bankruptcy, but somebody said, now all of a sudden you got to draw it all back in. It's like, oh, shit. You mean all my debts are going to be canceled? No, they're not going to be canceled in bankruptcy. They're let go, but they don't go away. Somebody's got to pay. Somebody loses. So how does this work again, you see? So now you notice if you watch, since you're not watching the news, you should hear that all of a sudden Juicera and Nasser has been temporarily put on hold. Bill Clinton signed it law in the damn 2000. He signed it
in 2000. No, he didn't. He wouldn't sign it. That caused 911 because he wouldn't sign it.
Oh, okay. We'll see.
Now you're changing it, changing the statement.
No, we'll see. Because it's just that, like everything else, turns into another potential distraction. The only thing you got to be watching that, you need to watch out for Gilgamesh and Nimrod. Because, Bob, it won't be long. No, this is serious. That's not funny. This is serious because what's going to happen is when you, Carolyn knows this, all right, because Carolyn's done her homework. Unlike you, Carolyn's done her homework. What's happened? She can make an angel tell her who they are. And you go, Ion, Carolyn cannot do that. Yes, she can, because she knows with them she's communicating. Because now in the world she's living in, she's got to know who she's talking to, because she says different things to different people.
Mm.
You see? But she's got to know who she's interacting, or she won't say nothing. If she doesn't know who she's talking to, she ain't going to say nothing. We like okay. that. We ain't mad.
Enough about all right, Carolyn. Now listen. Come on.
No, no, it's not about Carolyn. It's about knowing how to know with whom you're speaking. Nimrod is fixing to be presented openly.
You'll yeah, and Nimrod is Gilgamesh. Nimrod is
Correct.
Gilgamesh.
And that's what they don't know. That's what nobody knows. That's what nobody knows. They don't. They're not aware of that.
No wonder I've been so cocky all these thousands of years. I was walking
hell
around.
Hell yeah.
And people were doing secret societies, and they had my fucking initial on their secret symbol.
Of course. Of course.
They had the G, Gerald.
Of course. Agree.
Gilgamesh. Yeah,
Gilgamesh.
Okay. So is Elon Musk guided or even overtaken by aliens in all his projects?
Oh, no. You've been running it so far. Everything that he's made a gain on, you've made good on, except for Tesla.
You mean I made profit on it or something? I made good on it?
Shh. You can't play that, Bob. You can't play that. Don't play that. You quit bragging, Bob. You bragster. Quit bragging. Just
so I can't play that? We'll just play
yeah,
it. Me. You
play
saying
it.
I can't
you
play
it. You play it. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Play it saying that's ridiculous. Come on, Bob. You got to do better than that. Come on. You rule the world, the
okay.
sun, moon, and stars. You don't need that little dab of dollars, do you?
Does he listen to our private sessions, our show?
Nope. But the lawyers do.
Okay, and they transcribe it for him?
Nope. He doesn't read, Bob. He doesn't like to read.
So how does he find out about what's being said?
They say, what the fuck are they talking about now? Well, blah, 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 blah. That's fucked up. Yep. Okay. Next.
Okay. I was looking at a documentary on the Sex Pistols. And so in the late 70s, when they were dominating the news in England, they were showing footage of that period. And all of a sudden, they showed the Queen. So it looked like the footage was done around 77. Now, she had a pale, slightly evil, sinister face. Now, that's the person, when I saw that image, that's the person who killed JFK, right? I saw the face. She wasn't old and wrinkled where she became and had a senior superiority kind of thing.
She was strident. She was strident.
Yeah, I got from that image. She had a lot. 1977, no, in 1977, in that image, you didn't know what was going on. We're in the middle of what was going to unfold for another 30 years. So she looked, I would say there was pressure in her face. She was tense. She was pale. Did I see that accurately, or was it just the lighting in the camera?
You did.
Yeah.
No, you did. Absolutely did. And see, and also then the other side of it, that's when TV was just becoming. It had been around, you know, the Lucy Show had been around a little bit. But now the day where you catch yourself and just little moments, you don't have time to get your pancake makeup on, and which was learned a little later.
Right. Okay. So next point. Bob Lazar, the famous employee at Area 51, who in around 1989 announced that he saw an ET vehicle or something. I think we asked you about him a couple years ago, and you said, well, he saw something, but he wasn't involved in knowing what was going on as much as his
correct.
Talking about it.
That's correct.
He tried to
make himself become a physicist because of what he saw. And that's not how it works. It's backward.
Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. Very good. We don't need to go over that again. Is there
Joy White was actually brighter.
And who is that? Who's Joy White?
That's his wife.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Next question. What are we waiting for?
Nothing.
Has that written down?
Not waiting. No,
nothing.
It's done. No, I'm saying it's over.
Done.
Jig is up. Jig's up. We went. The fat lady's on the stage and the orchestra. We struck up the band. We see this is
right.
done completely already. Now, wait. JW doesn't. JW follows your line. Okay. JW says, wait, there's room. Okay, wait, there's room. And then all of a sudden he looks at it. It's kind of like, do you know what a kaleidoscope is, Bob?
Yes.
Okay. it's almost like the world that you're presenting right here, right now, would be viewed through a kaleidoscope. There's 10 million versions of this version, and then you turn the kaleidoscope, and it changes yet again. It's insidious. You can't depend on it. And we go, good, you've been saying that all along. That's the genius.
James Joyce said the Phoenix Wake was a kaleidoscope.
Yep, that's right.
That.
That's okay, correct. And so, that's what you're experiencing. And so now what you're doing, to the chagrin of many, is you're deciphering the kaleidoscope.
Yeah.
Bit by bit by bit. And that's why all these ridiculous numbnut you talk to the wrong people. You're talking to stupid people, and we don't care. It's not really matter.
I know, but where am I going to find smart people? Where are there any?
There ain't none. Not compared to you. Not compared to you, because once you do the exegesis, you can embrace. You're going to be the only person in the world that can say, I can prove that there is a flat, round world.
Okay, so you have Einstein wrote his theories. Bertrand Russell wrote his theories. Plato did his. McLuhan did his. And so they get some kind of status. Oh, that guy, he knows something. I don't understand him, but he knows something. And then we call that a scientist or an artist or a philosopher. So
It's not a theory. Not a theory. It's actually called a theorem. The theorem. Because they're getting an outcome. They're predicating an outcome, which may or may not be the case. If it was a theory, then it would be like, oh, we'll see how it goes. But a theorem says, no, this is how it went. And so that's the problem. Sorry, we didn't mean to interrupt.
No, finish your sentence. I did what? That's the problem.
Your theory is not a theory. It is. It's not even a theorem. It is. That's the difference.
Yes,
that's
say that.
That's why everybody hates you.
Yeah, because I'm in, just like they hated McLuhan and Einstein. I'm the present-day giant intellect expressing in modern terms, the difference through different media, what one would say if they were Einstein making equals MC squared. I'm doing the update of that. I'm part of that tradition, and I'm the present great mind, so to speak. Would you agree with that?
You mean like Mussolini?
No. He tried to...
Oh, wait now. Careful.
Yeah.
Well, so do you.
He tried to make.
You take the
concrete
make it air. You take the concrete and make it air. You take the concrete and make it air. I can depend on this. No, you can't. It's fleeting. I'm going to run this over. You don't even know what a fascist is. Don't call me a fascist. You don't know what a fascist is. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall. I put that goddamn wall up for a real good reason. Don't you go telling me. Who the hell are you telling me what to do? I ain't sleeping with Margaret Thatcher. I don't know why you're going to tell me anything. Don't be talking shit to me. I got this. Berlin belongs with the East Side. Belongs to me. I got Berlin. Don't worry about that. And that's how you go. It's kind of silly when we look at it now. That's what's really occurring right in the whole thing. That how did England even survive the war in the first place? It wasn't Winston Churchill.
Yeah, you're saying that my descriptions of things is come true. That's what you're saying.
Empirically. And it's ridiculous. Yeah. And so there's a lot of people that are very pissed about this, Bob. Let me tell you, George Soros can only go so far. George Soros can only go so far. You've undone every goddamn thing he's done. You have single-handedly taken out two generations of the goddamn Chateau Lafitte, robbed the Rothschild to the date.
Right.
You want to go with some more? All right, let's go. Oh, no. You want to stir up something? Let's stir up some. Okay, what about the Rockefellers? How many Rockefellers are left, Bobby? How many Rockefellers are left?
They're not significant, it seems. Yeah.
Well, they're not significant because the Mellons took them out.
Uh-huh. So she's still around. She's learning.
That's why she wants to be cuddle buddies. She'd cuddle with you. You could go. She'll take you back to Vancouver and have a nice day.
Why Vancouver? What's there?
Well, nothing. That just someplace out of the way that she could gain your influence. Karen will claw her eyeballs out, though, so don't you worry about it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, now this nuclear fission, you did explain that, and I'll have to listen to it again, but basically they've created an anti-fake to a fake of us.
Because of CERN. No. This is the parenthetical. You have to take this, you have to compare this into a position. It's the parenthetical place to say, okay, this is reality. Okay, this is sur reality. You've got to be able to define the difference. Or you have to defer the capacity of those outcomes. You have to defer the capacity of those outcomes. If antimatter works and that solves the problem, we don't have a question. We're good. But it doesn't. See the problem?
Okay. I think Ian used this. Yeah. Ian said the phrase Slavonic text in talking to maybe Ginny about the Book of Enoch. And I wondered what Slavonic text meant. I have in brackets, the moon quarantines us. Is Slavonic text a particular aspect of the Book of Enoch, or is it a certain kind of text that's not limited to the Book of Enoch?
It's not necessarily limited to it. It's included. Well, no, it's inclusive of it. That's kind of like saying that Ezekiel is part of the Bible because of the Slovenian Lorraine. That's true. Then we'd say, okay. So it's not completely into Enoch. It's a part of it. But it also will affect other books in the Apocrypha. Don't ever discount the Apocrypha.
That? Yeah, what was the – you just said don't discount the Apocrypha. Is that what you just said?
Yep.
Yeah. And then you said Slovenian something. You made another phrase, Slovenian something, in explaining Slavonic text.
Prefer. Not prefer.
Slovenian prefer. Okay, we're talking about the style of writing, the technology of it.
Onomatopoeia. You're talking about the flow. Onomatopoeia, the flow of the word.
The flow of meaning or the flow of what you look at in a text?
There's no, and in writing, there's no difference, is there?
Yeah, you look at it in flows and you get the meaning of it. So,
or you don't, and you're confounded by it, and you have to look for another meaning or another reference or another ramification or dichotomy that you're going to engage to or from its position. You see, it's the rabbit and stump condition. But that's good. But see, but you've been talking about that for 1,000 years, so you got that. That's how you got rid of Moses. You know that, don't you?
By doing what? Changing the text?
Changing the meaning of the text. Or the application of the meaning. The application of the meaning regarding the text.
How did we get rid of, we call him Old Testament now? That's how we got rid of Moses?
Yeah, you did. We didn't. You did.
When did I do that? What dynasty? Whose dynasty was happening when did that?
Oh, my God. That's pre-Ming, Bob. This is old school. Moses was back in the, when Moab was a place. that was back when Moab was a place. That's been several days ago, Bobby.
And I did this after giving him the tablets, the Ten Commandments. I didn't like what he was doing, so he had to be erased.
That broke. He broke them because they weren't following. And then he had the speech impediment. He was not the one to be chosen. And then he had to pass the mantle up. He had to give it up.
Right.
Like Chris Story and some other people you've been talking about lately.
Yeah, did I break the tablets, or he broke it? Moses broke the tablets.
You made him break the tablets because they were not substantial, and then they had to be gathered, and that became the source of power, and that became the essence of the Ark of the Covenant, and the bones of Joseph, and the bones of Joseph. Don't mess this up.
Yeah, now the moon quarantines us. Is that's like a Gurdjieffian statement. He said the moon kind of controls us.
A dot. It's not the moon. We wish that he said the plasma controls you, because it does.
Okay.
Bob, you're so stop. Stop. Don't say that. No. You now you've gone somewhere else. You okay. There's a 50-50 shot you're gonna get to play this or not. We don't know. All right, we'll give you that. And if you do play it, you play this part for sure.
Okay.
All right. If you do play it, you got to play this part. If you don't play it, don't play any of it. We'll see how it goes. You personally control enough plasma to undo all of the rhetoric that's being presented to you these days. So much plasma. It's time to listen, not talk now. So much plasma that you could now have Donald Trump nominated and voted for as the Speaker of the House. You don't got to be elected to the House to be Speaker. You do know that, right?
No, I did not know that.
That's true. Okay. And you have enough plasma to make that the case. Now, is that your choice yet? Don't say a word. God damn, do not say one word. Do not say nothing. Don't say nothing. Let it be. That doesn't matter. Because you don't have to make a decision on that. You will later. But you don't have to make it now. So let it be. Just let it be. Do not make any position on it like you do in tailgate. Don't make a position. Let it roll. Let it roll. What you're more concerned with is you're not going to let anything change Title 42.
And what is Title 42?
The thing that's going to stop all of this immigration. Everybody that's coming, that's getting into the 33rd parallel, they got to come quick. And it ends on December the 21st. And when it ends, you're going to have millions of people coming to the 33rd parallel. We've been telling you since itch, long before there was a goddamn scratch, that people were listening to your fucked up, stupid ass, nobody gets you give their goddamn time to this show. And now by the millions, they're coming across the border, hiding hair. And then your buddy, Joseph fucked up Robin Biden, is doing your bidding. And saying, oh, okay, then don't worry about it. Oh, okay, well, there might be a problem, but I ain't going. Well, yeah, there might be two or three people. Well, it's going to be all right. Well, they didn't fuck nobody hard. They didn't fuck nobody hard. Let them go. It's all right. Come on now. It's no big deal. You eat too much. You eat too much. You need to calm down. Quit eating so much. Let some of these other people have something to eat. You eat too much. Give some of that to them. You're doing too much. They're making their tribal rights to ecstasy. You are setting the 33rd parallel. Because they're not staying in Texas. They're not staying in Texas, honey.
Did you say I'm sucking the 33rd parallel?
You are seating the people that are coming to the 33rd parallel, above the 33rd parallel. They're coming in hard, and then Texas is moving them out, quick as they can. And this is a ridiculous thing. It's like overwhelming the United States of fucked up America. Nobody seems to care. And we're like, okay, they've been listening to Bob. It's lockdown Bob rule. Y'all finna be in martial law anyway, so it don't really make a difference what y'all say. Y'all understand it's going to be, you're not going to live long enough to be able to complain about what you're upset about. Basically,
you said I'm
you can
setting.
Play that.
I'm speaking. Good.
Setting.
You said setting. I'm setting. SETTING.
You're setting the position that lets everybody get across. If you want to come to be in the 33rd, okay. Here's what you said. Ion said, if you get above the 33rd parallel, you've got a shot. You got a change. You're not ascended, but you have an opportunity. So get your bitch asses off of wherever you are and get above the 33rd parallel. If you don't, then you're going to become spam. If you do make it, you got a chance to ascend. But you know promises, you got to figure it out. You got to talk to Bob. You got to embrace your non-physical. You got to get some RNA drops.
You got to find out what the completion formulas are. You got to get yourself together in a position so you can find out what changes are going to take place in your fucked up meat sack body, which is dying anyway. To the point where you have to drink salt water with magnesium to stay alive, for fuck's sake. How ridiculous is that? You're drinking salt water now to live. This is ridiculous. So now you come back and now you're going to find out in 1956 exactly what the Wuhan lab had in mind with this gain of function reflex that you're fixing to find a hard time embracing. Is that the nice way to say it? Yeah. Well, it may not be the nicest way, but it's a way. It's a way. Yeah. We're going to unify our intelligence community so we can find out exactly what gain of function really means. It's good. Okay, so now everybody's getting a change. They're coming, and nobody cares because there's no more democracy. Oh, that's sad. We're sad. We're sorry. Bob, you left Canada for the United States because of democracy. And now, you've now ruined the United States of America yourself.
Yeah.
Very sad. Very sad. Because now there's no more democracy. It's a democracy, as Benjamin, is your buddy, Benjamin Franklin. Y'all did have a little thing going on, kind of like Vern. Kind of like Vern. You had a little thing going on. It's a democracy if you can keep it. Well, right now it's done. There's a court case. Do you get any news, or you get no news? You just get whatever Bill tells you. Is that the news that you get? Is that the news you get? Whatever Bill.
I just go by the dress headlines. That's all. I don't read the
details. He watches the y'all. What he's trying to say is that he watches The View and joyless Behar to see what the meaning was
and the black
really
woman.
Going on.
And the black woman. I don't know anybody listened to her, too.
Oh, you're talking about, you're talking about Karen. You're talking about Karen. Whoopi Goldberg. Yeah, Whoopi Karen. Her name is Karen. It's Whoopi Goldberg. Okay, so that doesn't matter. What happens is that we better shut up. We better let you ask some questions because, damn, this is getting testy.
No, carry on. That's good. Carry on. You know, well, you did say on December 21st, I think the border stops, but then you said there's going to be millions of people, like after December 21st?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They're not going to pile. They're piled up now. And when Title 42 ends, then they're all going to make it over, millions a day. It's going to be unbelievable. You can't. That's why everybody's now screaming. Says, we can't sustain this. It's terrible. And then they're crying now, Bob, because of Carolyn. You know, Dr. Carolyn Dean, have you ever heard of her? She's really cool. She's cute. She's really cute. She can get it. Carolyn can get it. Yeah, she can get it. There's no more antibiotics. People are dying in the world because there's no more antibiotics. It's over. They're all gone. That's a news flash. Is that on Drudge? Does the Drudge report not say there's no more antibiotics for the cheering?
No, they're not saying that. I was.
They're not. Oh well, everybody's saying there's no antibiotics and RSV, RES, RSV, RSV, BECT. It's all gone. RSV is taking over.
Okay, I got
there's
that.
No more antibiotics for the cheering. I don't know where you'd Google that, I guess. Maybe you should try Google instead of Drudge. That might help you, Bobby.
Okay, so I don't understand. Title 42 ends on December 21st and everybody can come in, or Title 42 happens on the 21st and nobody can come in anymore?
No.
What are you saying?
No, it's over. Trump put it in to say because of COVID, you can't come across the border. And if you come across the border, we're going to send your bitch ass back. Because fuck, you're not going to do this. Get out. Go back. So everybody was deported. I mean, he had it under control. They were building the wall, blah, blah, blah. You know all that. Well, now the court says that's unconstitutional. Let them in because of you. And they let them in. And now they've been flooding in. And so once that ends, the 42 ends, everybody can come. and they're all lined up on the border, millions of them right now. So December 21st, which is just in a few minutes, they're going to pile in, and there's nothing they can do about it.
Okay, sorry, I was muted again. So Biden said he's letting them all in, even though the Trump rule is still there. They're not following the Trump rule, but officially the Trump rule ends on December 21st, then nothing's stopping anybody, and everybody comes in. So they're all lined up,
correct,
sort of pretending to respect the rule, Title 42, but on the 21st, nobody has to respect it anymore. Okay.
Correct. And then once that happens, that the Border Patrol has no reason to say, oh, I'm sorry, you can't come in. Oh, sanctuary, sanctuary, a call for sanctuary. Before, they could say, nope, Title 42 says, okay, sanctuary, you go stay in Mexico. You go stay in old Mexico, you're good. But we agree, and we think that now the United States of America ought to take over, invade Mexico, and make it part of the United States of fucked up America, because you can't tell no difference anyway these days. So it really wouldn't make any difference to us, because the Sinaloan cartel ain't what she used to be. Uh-oh, Bob, now you're going toe to toe with the Sinaloan cartel. Are you sure you want to do that, Bobby?
No, I'm not interested in that. I don't fight. I don't fight. I get along. So they're weakened by COVID? Is that what you're saying? It confused everything? The Sinaloan cartel?
No.
You say they ain't what they used to be. Are they greater now?
They have all the money in the world, but they're losing their status because they're the only game in town. They're becoming the Lyndon LaRouche. You know how that ended.
Right, but LaRouche didn't become the only game in town.
Mm-hmm. For the conspiratorial representation of why we need to eat the babies, yes, he did.
Okay, so what are they becoming, the cartel? What meme are they representing?
Stop. Just a second. Let's calm down. Calm down. The cartel, any cartel, this specifically would be a drug cartel, would be in a position to be in a business where they had a subculture of people who were taking illegal drugs, but they were paying money to this consortium that gained power and influence to a certain level that they could control, so much so that they had a standing army so they could protect their drug business. And seeing so far, they have done nothing but gotten so good at their fentanyl, methanol-based business that they have run a lethal, a twice lethal dose of fentanyl to $5 U.S. You see how ridiculous that is?
Mm-hmm. What about it?
Bob, they control the world supply of fentanyl, and they're only getting $5 a dose for it. They've overproduced to such a degree that they're not making any goddamn money.
Okay.
So they're just gonna kill their customers. I don't know what kind of business model that is. Carolyn could adopt that and says, okay, everybody take Remag. It's going to kill you. So get two bottles. Get two bottles because only one bottle is going to kill you. So we'll make money off the second bottle that you're not going to take. It'll be good. You can get a refund. And people don't do much refund. So this model of this criterion reference position is that we're going to produce so much drugs that we're going to kill the United States of America. So all these millions of people that are coming into the 33rd parallel and going to make it, they have a possibility to convince, because they actually listen to Ion and Bob, and they've been listening to this show all along, which, by God, motherfucker, we've been telling y'all all along. How could it be possible for this many millions of people to... We better shut up. Just shut up.
Yeah.
Okay, you can see it.
What
watch it on MSLSD.
You said something there.
garbled about 35 seconds ago. They were listening, and they didn't listen or something, and they stopped listening. How did they do
it? All the people that you said weren't listening, that we said were listening, are now responding to the thing that you said they weren't listening to, and now they're coming across the border. Why would they kill themselves to come to a place where you're going to starve to death and the young old Democrats are going to kill you and fuck you and eat your babies and drain your blood and have you adrenochrome and run you into a fucking sick party and put you in the Marquis de Sade and make Chad be the moderator of what's qualified as good sex or not? How you gonna run that party and that? And yet, they're piling in. It's like, I don't care. Thank you, Joe Biden. Thank you, J.R. Bob Dob. Praise Bob. Okay, so now they're getting across. Now they're in. Now they're going, okay, good. Now we may starve to death in the United States of fucked up America. We got a chance. We may starve. We got a chance.
Okay, good. Yeah. All right, on to another topic.
That was a good topic. That was a good topic, though, Bobby. Maybe.
Okay. I asked you about Whitney Webb and her book on Nation Under Blackmail. We talked about it the last session, went into some of the details. Well, when I first brought it up, maybe in a previous week, you mentioned Crescent Capital and Whitney Webb. So I looked up Crescent Capital, and yeah, there's a woman there, managing director, family governance. Whitney Webb is the managing director of governance and education at Crescent Capital, helping to prepare families for the responsibilities and challenges of wealth transfer.
Whitney Webb.
Okay, who's that? The one I'm just reading right now on the web here?
Whitney Webb. Yeah, but it's Elise. It's Elise.
Okay,
you're
not the
Whitney
writer.
She's the author. Yeah, she's the author.
Okay, so this one, Whitney Webb, you brought up Crescent Capital. Why did you say Crescent Capital? Because there is a Whitney Webb connected to that, and you made a big deal out of Crescent Capital. But it's nothing to do with the author, Whitney Webb.
Yes, it is.
How are they connected?
Jeffrey Epstein. Whitney Webb, Epstein, the Clintons, and the Bush Crime Chronicle. You know, it's normal. Everybody knows that, Bobby.
What? The Whitney Webb, who's managing director of Crescent Capital, is the Whitney Webb that writes stuff.
One Nation Under Blackmail. Yep.
So Whitney Webb, Family Governance, Crescent Capital, is the same as Whitney Elise Webb, the same person.
Agreed, Bob. Well, yeah, we agree because that's what we said.
Yeah, you're going to stick with it. But it's sort of odd that these two people don't really look like each other or are the same person.
Oh, my God. You've been watching Drudge again. No, don't worry about that. Yeah, nope, they're the same. They're absolutely the same.
Okay.
It's ugly.
All right.
It's ugly.
Okay.
It's not pretty. Okay, when we bump into these things, now you bump into them now and again, we'll support you. We don't mind. We fuck with you, Bob. We like fucking with you. Well, no, that's not true. We'd rather not fuck with you, but we have to fuck with you now, so we're going to fuck with you. So the point now becomes, just because it's something that you see, that's a kaleidoscope effect, not the Mae Brussels effect. That's different. The kaleidoscope cannot be as it is seen. So that's why you would say to others, are you going to believe I honor those lying eyes of yours? Kind of thing, which is a ridiculous thing to say, but in this case, it actually kind of applies. Do you see?
Yeah. Okay, I want to move on. Was JFK, we'll do it this way. Queen Elizabeth, does she know that JFK, the real chemical body JFK, did not get assassinated, that his clone got shot? Does Queen Elizabeth know that at the time?
Yeah, she does. Yes, she does.
So she could say, I didn't kill anybody. Real guy's still alive.
No. She would say that she is in the lineage of King David, that she is a Jew.
Yeah, but what about the fact that we laid the charge on her that she organized the assassination of President JFK?
Well, her, you know what she would say? We can bring her on the floor if you want to. You know what she would say? Never explain, never complain, and get on with it. She's not acknowledging anything. Like, it is what it is. Say what you say. I don't care. I'm good. I'm in Sandringham, baby.
Okay, so regardless of whatever we project on her, guilt or whatever, she's not going to have to deal with it because nobody's going to believe it, and she's immune. But did she know that her plan to get rid of JFK, was she frustrated that he didn't get offed, that they did a clone? Did she object to that?
No, because she stopped Beter's gold standard deal. That's what was missing. This is a Barry Goldwater, one more time. This stopped that divisive position that was going to challenge Crown Inc. She stopped.
That's
it.
Right.
That's all she had to do. That's all she had to do, and she did. So she doesn't have anything to say. I'm sorry. All those sorries that I don't owe you. That's what she'd say. Oh, my, all those sorries that I don't owe you.
Yeah, did you say that Dr. Beter steal? I missed a word. Did you say steal?
Deal. Deal. Dr. Beter's deal. The deal. The art of the deal. Oh, wait, that's Donald Trump. But it's the deal.
Yeah.
His deal.
She roped in through Sims Hildredge, Dr. Beter, and had auditors with him, and she was setting him up to stop what he was trying to do.
But now he was working. Don't mess this up. Now he was working for her, but it was too clever by half. It was too clever by half. It didn't work.
But then she did accomplish something, or that was done before Beter entered her world.
A little bit of both.
Yeah, because he told me he was trying to take over the Rockefellers' control of the gold world. You kind
of
just implied that.
Of course.
And the queen succeeded. Did the queen succeed after she stopped talking to Beter? After Beter transitioned? Is that when she succeeded?
We better hope. Just a second, Bob. There's some things that are working. We better hold that. Let's hold that. That's a great question. Put that in the archive. No, we're not going to answer.
Yeah.
Put that
in the
archive.
I know you're not going to answer, but what's parallel is that you have to come in and explain how her gold got stolen in 2010 or so. You know, that's the other aspect.
No, we don't.
The later
development. No, we don't. We're not going to. Nope, we're not doing any of those. Your position, and we're not going to. That uncovers your position, and we're not going to do that. Why in the hell would we go through this whole... Why would you lose a Buzz Costin over 121 Depot Street? Do you know that? Why would you lose... Buzz Costin was a cool dude. Why would you lose
Let's move on.
That?
Let's move on. I got some
Good.
Other topics.
Mm-hmm.
So the queen, she knew that a clone was killed, and it didn't matter to her. What she was trying to get done got done.
Absolutely. I mean, shit. Queen Victoria did it even better than that. She would just say, not in my world. And then it was the end of the conversation. They'd chop your head off.
Okay, so here we go. At 1 hour, 33 minutes and 10 seconds of the private session on December 1st, which was the last one, I think you named you say William Bradford in passing, but no explanation. Who's William Bradford and why did you say his name?
The former governor of the Plymouth Colony?
Oh, back at the 1600s, you're talking about.
That's exactly right.
And I think you're saying he still has an important effect or something since then.
Most absolutely. He's going to bring back... Are you asking a question or are you just poking?
Yeah. What's he going to bring back?
The English Puritan Separatist. This is where we are now. This is going to stop Yorkshire and North England. It's going to stop it. This is going to undo King James.
Yorkshire and North England? Or North England.
And, not, no, and, both, two parts. because they're two part now. They're divided now. It's going to take and dissipate Holland. Holland will be gone. Everything that was under King James the First will be done. It'll be emigrated.
Emigrated. I mean, sent out, sent away.
Into the same, sent away. It won't be. It'll be as though it never was.
Okay, and you're talking about the House of Lancaster versus the House of York. Is that what you're saying? Is the division?
Agreed. Agreed. But now you have to be careful because this is about 1640.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. We'll leave that.
That was very significant. That was good. Bob, that makes us so happy because you're actually listening.
Yeah.
Nobody else.
Pretty perceptive.
No, Sider Somerset didn't get that shit.
No. Okay, so next. So there's more to think about. I'll listen to it. And William Bradford, you threw his name in. He's coming back to resolve whatever didn't get resolved.
No. He's going to finish the part he did. He's going to finish it. You'll see. The loop. It's a kaleidoscope. It's a kaleidoscope. Now, we're not making another distraction to say, okay, Ion, now you're making another excuse for blah, blah, blah. We're not doing that. This is the way it's always been. You're just catching up to it. Go ahead now. You can say your words.
Yeah, now he did something, and that was the act of leaving England and going to North America?
Plymouth. It wasn't North America then. It was just Plymouth.
Yeah.
Because there wasn't America then.
And that action hasn't been completed, what you're saying?
Nope, not yet. You got to go back. You got to go back to the Smiths.
The Smiths,
you know, on the Mayflower.
Yeah. Okay. People like John Hay Whitney, David K. Bruce, who was ambassador to England in 61 to 67 or so, and an earlier person, 19th century, Oliver Hazard Payne. You were named them. I looked them up, and I could see the influences they had around the various George Bush world.
You got it wrong. You got it all wrong. It's David Kirkpatrick Este Bruce.
Yeah. Anyways, these people that you named, Mr. Bruce, Mr. Whitney, Mr. Payne, Oliver Hazard Payne, were they all aliens?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And Andrew W. Mellon also.
Right. So these people, they had huge influence in the social mortar and the sociology of life in their eras. And so they were key factors, and they managed to not get known or caught because they were aliens. And so we talk about the alien factor of the last 1,000 years or more. These years you gave names, and you used to list off aristocratic names back in the 1600s, 1700s. You just started listing people. Were they all aliens? Is that what you
most
were doing?
Most of them, yeah. That's why Harry Shipman Truman. That's the Harriet Shipman Truman position, 47, 48.
Yeah, he was an alien.
He still is. He's still alive.
Well, they love me, right? They love what I'm doing. I've built on their work.
Well, now see, because you exposed them, Bob. You know what I'm saying? Oh. It's kind of like, okay, you exposed them because you have no throat. You have no throttle. You have no choke. You have no, you'll say anything. And so that's a challenge because you expose them, however innocently, you still expose them to say, okay, you snum that whore bitch back, son of a whore bitch. You killed the president, so-and-so. And I don't give a fuck, you Project Paperclip lover, you. And I'm profiting from to this day. TVA, fuck you. You pay my bills. Okay, TVA, go ahead. You play that. We dare you. You play that. We dare you.
It's all over. I can play anything. It's okay. Okay.
So it is
question.
Over.
Okay. Was Fritz Kramer, the bête noir that Mae Brussels went after, was he an alien?
No, but his daddy was.
Okay. Was Ben Bradlee of the Washington Post an alien?
Yes.
Was Peter Drucker, friend of Fritz Kramer, an alien?
No. No. Okay. He was a sympathizer. He covered up shit. Because there was a lot of, well, we have to be careful.
He knew about the alien factor.
Yeah. There was a lot. There was a problem. It was bad. It was messed up. We can't do it. It's like, no. And then he would be the cover. He would be the deep throat. He'd be the deep throat to cover everything
right.
up. Say, no. That was just a misunderstanding. It was no problem. This wasn't like that.
Right. I got that.
People can't do that.
But he could do that. He found out about it when he was younger because he came out of the Austro-Hungarian Empire in Vienna, correct? And those people knew things.
Mm-hmm.
Did Mr. Freud know this kind of stuff? Did Sigmund Freud?
The Austro-Hungarian
key. The Austro-Hungarian key.
No.
That's right.
We didn't say key. We just said the Austro-Hungarian. The key comes later. The Austro-Hungarian is the essence of it. Now, the South Americans or the South Africans are going to have a fucking field day with that because we've never delineated the difference between the two till just today. Matt put something together.
Is Austro-Hungarian the cipher for the alien secret in human civilization?
We hope not.
Okay. So we did Kramer and Bradley. So if your father's an alien,
how many times have we ever said hope, Bob?
A lot.
You ever heard of
say
it? Really?
You say it's not. Yeah, you talk
about
it's not a strategy.
Talk about
it's
the
not
whole
a strategy.
Program.
Come on, I want to move on. Hope is not a strategy. Okay. That's what you say all the time. Okay.
Not a good strategy. It's a strategy. It's just not a good one.
If Fritz Kramer's father's an alien, and he impregnated a human, what does that make him? That's seraphim, or that's like Jesus. He's half and half or something?
Well, he'd be a third. He'd be a third Nephilim.
Okay. All right. Can we say Dr. Bitter caused Iondom?
No.
Because he came...
No, it was despite Iondom.
He was trying to stop Iondom to...
To spite it. It wasn't Iondom. It was saying, this is ridiculous. This can't be. There is no non-physical that is physical.
No, that's not the doctor. The Dr. Bitter, the ghost who came to JW on March 17th, St. Patrick's Day.
You're talking about Fritz Kramer.
Yeah, no, I switched to Dr. Bitter. Fritz Kramer.
No, you didn't. You were still on Fritz Kramer for us, so we didn't change. So that's why we answered that way. We're on Fritz Kramer, so where are you?
And Fritz Kramer, he put down, he tried to stop Iondom, is what you're saying.
In essence, yeah.
Okay. Now, Dr. Bitter, as a ghost, came to JW, and then JW asked me if I knew who Dr. Bitter was, and I did. Yeah. And that gave me the idea, let's talk to the Evergreen. I thought the Evergreens gathered around JW, seeing ghosts.
Right.
And so... Right. If Bitter had not communicated that, I wouldn't have thought of talking to the ghosts around JW. So Bitter inspired me with the genius idea of talking to the ghosts, and that evoked you. So in a way, Dr. Bitter caused Iondom.
And Ruth Kramer.
Is that the wife of Fritz Kramer?
Yep. Ruth caused Vroop to have a connection that made this full throat.
All right, so, but Dr. Bitter.
Yeah, connects.
Yeah, now it's hard to make to say, you know, everything's affecting everything, so I understand that. But within a little
ratio. I don't know what that means. We don't even know what that means, so good for you.
Well, I do. Gibberish. So listen.
Gibberish.
No, ratios. Figure grounds and little odds. The
stages of apprehension. Stages of apprehension. That's it.
No, false premise of time. The false premise of ratio. You had to back off on that one.
You're going to the Hadron quadrant. Okay.
Yeah.
We know about that. We know about patch decline. We know about catch 22. Yeah. Okay. What do you want to say about that, Biggin? Tell us, since you wrote this bullshit in the stages of the Grand Wazoo's decadence. Dan, come on, tell us about it.
So the false premise of ratios, okay, in that framework, Dr. Bitter caused Iondom. Would you agree?
William B. Yeats. No. Consciousness. That's the consciousness quadrant under Lofty.
That is Croker. That's the Croker quadrant.
It is, and that's what you're talking about. That's what you're talking about.
That's what Carl signed
up? No. That's what you're referencing. No, your false premise.
Yeah.
We agree with your false premise.
Yeah, because Beter's in the consciousness quadrant. Beter's in that quadrant.
It has to. That's right. We know. But you can't. That won't get you up to the corpus callosum. That won't get you up to that. So
up to
60 to 90, you can't get there. So you're going to get stuck at Rumpelstiltskin at this rate, and you don't want to do that. You want to move forward beyond. We're being cheeky. We're just saying if the anthropomorphic physical has to connect to something, it won't be the quark tune cubed because it can't apply to that.
Excellent. We'll develop that later.
Good. But just so you know.
The phrase nuclear polarity, does that come out of the concepts that Sir Isaac Newton set up in his day?
No. It's despite it. It came after that because once the ethereal, it's the wrong thing. Once physicists started embracing things and they realized that this fucking apple that fell from the tree could have just as easily gone up from the tree, for fuck's sake. I mean, how did it get in the tree in the first place, for fuck's sake? Come on now. This is an electrogravitational pull. Is that what we're talking about here? Which is not explained from Newtonian physics. Once you get to that place, they made it as the excuse, not the reason. It was the excuse. Newtonian physics works because it's an excuse that they couldn't say something else at the moment.
Right. They couldn't say that
a very long time ago.
Yeah. They couldn't say that something was in two places at once.
Excellent. That's right. Well, they can now, because you notice nobody talks about Newton's law anymore all of a sudden.
That's right.
By the way.
Okay, if you look
you
at the...
You had a lot to do with that. More people... No, let me say this. You need to know this. You quote a lot of people, because you've read a lot of books, and you've talked to a lot of people, and you've met everybody, la, 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 la-di-da-di-body, whatever that means. Doesn't mean anything. Bob, you have no idea how many people are quoting you in the esoteric realm. In the esoteric realm, meaning, I don't know what I'm talking about, but this Bob person, Bob Dobbs, Everett, something evangel, he's the reincarnation of John the Baptist with with a beer back of Herbert W. Armstrong trying to tell us something. It doesn't make any sense, but it's very interesting. I got to give you that. People are quoting you. People are quoting you.
Did you say, I got to give it up? Did you say the phrase, give it up?
I got to give it up to this because I don't understand what it is. It's ridiculous.
Well, they're going to quote me even more when I get that press conference. Well, that's going to be quite a quotable.
I know, but you don't want that. You don't want that. Yeah, I know you're looking forward to it. Come on, comb your hair good. At least comb your hair good. Wear your outside shoes, for God's sake. At least wear your outside shoes.
And my outside shirt,
not the inside shirt. And Carolyn, you don't know this, but Carolyn has ordered you a new pair of shoes for your conference, but you don't know that they're in the house yet because you only want one pair of shoes, one outside and one inside pair of shoes at a time. Not to mention your dancing shoes. That's different. That's a little different, but we need to get you an extra pair. She's going to shine you with the right kind of shoes that are just perfect, that are be almost broken. You know, Queen Elizabeth never wore a new pair of shoes. You know that?
No, I didn't. Let's move on.
She had somebody wear them for her before, so they'd be broke in.
Right. So then she did wear new shoes. She wore new shoes.
No.
She wore a pair of new shoes.
Right. They always be broken in by someone with very clean
feet. That's it. That's great. Okay, next point. I'm looking at the angel diagram, and in the first ring, well, right in the center, you got the chromosome 14 symbol, and then around it are the letters VA, going clockwise, NA, ELLE. Are those four two-lettered syllables, are they representing the four winds?
And angels. Look,
and
look, look.
Angels.
You knew this. We said this from day itch. We said this before scratch. They are the four winds, but they are also the four angels. They're being... Wait, you didn't ask that. We better shut up.
Yeah, you better shut up, man. That's
good. You're getting us in all kind of goddamn bullshit. You're getting us in some bullshit now. Oh, Lord.
Are the four angels, are they the two in the Hoover Dam and the two in the Euphrates? Are those the four angels?
No. You got Nimrod. You got Nimrod, and you got another.
Well, that's two. What makes four?
No. It's two in the Hoover Dam, Nimrod, and the one under the Euphrates River.
Yeah, two under the Hoover Dam. Then the third one is Nimrod, and then the one under the Tigris Euphrates. Those are the four.
Now, some may challenge you because they like to challenge you. You can say, okay, goddammit, it's Gilgamesh. But if you say Gilgamesh much on the live on the air, somebody's going to fall over dead. Yeah, don't say Gilgamesh
someone who's,
much. You can say
someone
it.
Who's
you can say it, but don't say it much.
Someone who's listening will fall over dead. Is that what you mean?
We didn't say who would, but somebody might.
Okay.
If you say it too often.
Right. So Gilgamesh represents all four?
No. You'd have to say this. No. If you said it that way, you'd have to say the spirit of Gilgamesh would represent all four.
Okay. All right. So I was wondering, in this theme of winds blowing, which we're now into the winds blowing, is that the unleashing of the plagues, the SARS plagues? Is that the first ring with the four angels?
The triune God. Now you have the triune God happening right now, which is COVID, RSV, and the new flu. The new flu.
No, I know that. But the winds blowing, that's symbolized by the four syllables, which represent the angels and something else, maybe the winds. So they've been released. So is the hidden plagues in Kiev that Putin or the alien representing Putin has to be very nimble to get rid of that place in Kiev with all the viruses that if they're released will kill everybody kind of thing, is if they were released, humanity would be in trouble. Would that be under the category the winds are starting to blow? Or plagues, winds as plagues blowing?
We really don't know how to break this to you, but they've already been unleashed. It's done. They've already been unleashed.
And that happened
you
after
say
the
right.
24th?
You say right like you're surprised, but then you're asking the question. Yes, Bob, it's over. It's done.
I know. Is that worry. After it's... that happened after September 24th, right? 2022.
Yes. Which is exactly what we said. And you're just now getting the Drudge update, so good for you.
So the workers out there chopping down palm trees and that, they're listening, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
They're taping.
Now,
they're taping this.
Now they are, because now it's all of a sudden. Well, you said it right, Bob, because that's why we're being so cheeky. Before we were careful and kumbaya, and you always get what you think about, whether you want it or not, and hope everything works out good, thank good thoughts, and whatever that is. Now we're down to the dirty here and now. So it doesn't matter. Now they're listening. They're like, oh, shit. You've got their – hey, Bob, finally you have their undivided attention now.
Mm. Awesome. Okay.
Therefore, we're not mincing many words. We don't mean to be cheeky. Yeah, we don't care. We're being cheeky. Fuck it. Do what you do.
Okay.
Like it, don't like it, we don't care.
Okay. Ghislaine Maxwell's father, Robert Maxwell, Ghislaine. Died.
Not Ghislaine. It's not Ghislaine. It's Ghislaine. Not Ghislaine.
Nah.
Ghislaine. Ghisgasms are what you had at the Epstein Island.
I know. That's why I'm making fun of her. I call her Ghislaine, orgasm. She lived that world.
Call her Ghisgasm Maxwell. 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 Maxwell.
Max Lane.
Maxine.
That's right. Maxwell Gislane.
Oh, that's great. That's for Gizgasm. Okay, go ahead, Bobby.
That's Maxwell in Get Smart or something. Reminds me.
Yeah.
Of.
No, that's Max Smart. Get Smart. Mm-hmm. Maxwell,
okay.
Smart.
Is Gislane Maxwell having a good time in Florida, Pensacola, or wherever she is?
Pensacola. Yeah, she's all right. She's not nice. It's a camp. It's a prison camp. It's not nice, but she's doing okay. It's all good.
Does she have a lot of names that she could expose that she's keeping to herself?
Nope. She has.
She has what? Released them?
In her appeal?
Yeah.
In her appeal? She has a lot of names.
She held back in the court, and she was found guilty and sentenced. Now she's getting back, and she's going to release names that everybody's afraid of, correct?
Correct.
Okay. How did Robert Maxwell die, if he did die? Did he transition, or did he fake his death?
No, he finally died. He first transitioned. He first faked it, and then he finally died.
So in November 91, when he was no longer on his yacht, he had faked his death. He disappeared consciously.
Correct.
Because he knew he was going to be killed. They were coming after him. What did he do? And how many years did he last, undercover?
17.
So that's 2008. That's about the time you showed up. That stopped him.
See, in the 11th Judicial Circuit, the federal case, it's going to, oh, goddamn, we can't talk about this. Oh, shit. I hope you're happy. All right, you've done it now. There's a new case, Bob. You know the new case, Supreme Court case?
The 22380 case?
Yep.
I know that, yes. That's connected to what? Maxwell?
This case right here.
This case right here is the Maxwell
No. They're connected, Bobby. When they throw out the 380 senators and congressmen and the House of Representatives, when they throw them all out of office, which is at the Supreme Court right here, right now, that case. Do you know that case? Bowman case?
Yes. Yeah, that's connected to the Maxwell situation?
Yes, it is. Because every time you turn around, you see Ghislane Gizgasm hooked up with somebody, from Donald Trump to Avenatti to fucking Schumer. Everybody's fucking everybody, I guess. I don't know. It's the fucking goddamn people. If anybody, they need to meddle. Anybody can fuck that much. That's good fucking, Bob. If you can fuck like that, you can fuck. Excuse me. I'd like to fuck. No, I don't want to fuck you. I fucked everybody. I'm fucked. come on now. If you got that kind of motif, you got the Hondo, version coming on to say, hey, maybe it's something else is going on here. Maybe we're not having this conversation like that. It's bad. I've slept with everybody, so we're good. I'll choose which ones I prefer. So that has nothing to do with this conversation. What it has to do with the conversation was is this fall or disparity of the fall of democracy.
Got it.
You know it.
Okay, we're going to move on.
That was good, though, by the way.
Right.
Don't drop
I'm
that
taking,
one. Keep that one.
That was a good one. We're going to play that. So listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
So William Engdahl, a former LaRouche, wrote a book in 2018 called Manifest Destiny, subtitled Democracy as Cognitive Dissonance. Cognitive dissonance is a modern term for the doublethink of George Orwell's 1984. Anyways, on page 34, he's explaining how the Berlin Wall went down. Is this correct? He says, the Bush administration's attack on the post-communist Russian Federation.
Nope.
Not true.
Go ahead.
Let me just spell it out, then you can say it.
Of course.
Yeah. The Bush administration's attack on the post-communist Russian Federation. The Russian Federation was created after the fall of the Soviet Union in 1991. This attack by Bush's administration, dubbed Operation Hammer, had four distinct covered-up elements. One, the CIA would secretly finance the August 1991 General's Coup against Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev that brought in Yeltsin. And then 5 months later, they stopped the Soviet Union. But the coup is in August 91. Bush set that up. Point two, they would use their secret financial war chest.
Boris Yeltsin set that up, but go ahead.
Yeah. Number two, Bush and them would use their secret financial war chest to destabilize the ruble. Did that happen?
Was it the rupee or the ruble, Bob?
Ruble. R-U-B-L-E. The ruble is what's said here.
Okay.
Do you agree with that? That they did that? Bush's Operation Hammer did that?
The rupee, not the ruble.
Okay. What is the rupee? Is that India? Where's the rupee?
Russia at that point.
So the ruble was called the rupee at some point.
Correct. Then it was converted after Brezhnev.
To the rupee or from rupee?
From rupee. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Point number three.
It's just semantics, but you're talking about destiny stuff.
You're agreeing that Bush did do a secret financial war chest to destabilize the rupee and ruble, right?
Mm-hmm.
Point three, Bush and them used. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up, because when we were talking about Whitney Webb in the last session, and now we're emphasizing Clintons, you said, Bob, it's the Bush family. So you said that's more important than the Clintons and Goldman Sachs. So here's point three. Bush and them used corrupted Russian Gosbank National Bank officials to organize the theft of the country's official gold reserves. Did that happen?
It did. That's why the Pierce family, which is connected to Bush's best friend in the whole wide world, were the Lennons.
The Lennons of 100
Russia.
Years ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Is that the Lennon
that's
family?
That's why we said... Mm-hmm. That's the Pierce.
That's the Lennon.
Pierce.
Yeah, I know. Is that the Lennon family that Lennon came out of and went to Russia in 1916 on the Finland train or whatever it was?
Correct.
His parents were involved with the Pierces? Were friends of the Pierces? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
That's Barbara Pierce Bush.
Yeah, where were the Pierces, in the United States or in Europe at that time, 100 years ago?
Both.
They
were multicultural.
Were they part of the House of Stuart?
Lancaster.
Ah. So the left versus right, or capitalism versus communism.
Or up versus down.
Yeah.
Okay.
It goes back to Lancaster, the House of Lancaster versus the House of York.
War of the Roses.
Right, because that gets solidified by the printing press, and we're locked into it. It's about the time the printing press showed up in the West.
Lockdown Bob Rule, yep.
Right. Okay, point number four. Bush and them began a systematic takeover of strategic energy, raw materials, and high-tech state military industries in the Soviet Union via IMF dictated privatization operations run by Yeltsin's finance minister, Igor Gaidar.
No, Czechoslovakia. It was from Czech Republic, Czechoslovakia. That's where it was, which was part of Russia at that point. It was Czechoslovakia. That was the connect. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, that's before Vaclav Havel had his Velvet Revolution.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
Excellent. God damn, that was good, Bob. The Velvet Revolution. That was good. You're gonna get right up there with the Compromise of 1850 if you keep going. This is great.
Now, Gaidar, but it was Czechoslovakia. But Gaidar worked in league with Harvard's Jeffrey Sachs and other friends of billionaire hedge fund speculator George Soros. So the Harvard's boys we're working with the Czechoslovakians, not Gaydar.
Agreed. That's right. But you knew that. You don't need us for that. You knew that. You knew that already.
Yeah. This book spells out Beter talking about the Bolsheviks in the Pentagon kicking out the Rockefellers, and the Bolsheviks had their KGB, ex-KGB generals over in Russia, Soviet Union. So this is spelling out from a LaRouche, giving the journalistic details of what Beter summarized with a few words. Right? That's what I'm seeing here.
We'd have to. There's a little bit more to it than that, but we would say in essence, certainly.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You know, you got some issues in the mix.
I got that. Now, John Dee and his buddy, forget his name, the guy who went into trance, they went to Czechoslovakia, and there was an emperor, a king, or something there who ran an alchemical school, and so a lot of the secret wisdom was in Czechoslovakia, you know, in 1600 or 1550 or so. Is that like the Prussians, or maybe they set up the Prussians?
You're talking about Edward Kelly?
Yes, yeah.
Good, I'm glad.
Hung out with the guy there.
We don't know shit. We don't know shit, Bob, but it's fun to know what we do. It's fun.
Yeah, so they hung out with this alchemist king. Did something lock in there, a power group like the Medicis that is still strong in the 20th century, and that's part of the Czechoslovakian factor? Aha.
Certainly. Very good. The connection point. See, and you said it right. You didn't say Medicis, the Medicis. So that's good.
Yeah.
That's where they got their power for. And see, now this is how you get D.
Yeah, that's
the
where
continent.
They. Who's they? You don't mean Di Medici. Who got their power? The Czechoslovakian gang?
John D.
And Kelly. Okay.
Edward
that's
Kelly.
Excellent.
That's the rub.
Yeah,
and so then that connected. And so then and it shows up with the Di Medici, which are still powerful to this day. We didn't talk about that.
Yeah. The Czechoslovakian gang is not powerful anymore.
Okay, Bob, here we go. Here's how you can tell they're not. Point onto a map where Czechoslovakia is. We defy you to find a map that will even acknowledge the Czech Republic or Czechoslovakia. They don't even acknowledge that it ever was.
McLuhan wrote a letter around 1936, 1937, 1938.
Mm-hmm.
He said, there's not going to be any World War II, but he said, there's some sneaky stuff happening in Prague, Czechoslovakia. He knew.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And people say, Czechoslovakia, what the hell is McLuhan talking about? They didn't understand McLuhan. They didn't believe him.
But, right.
He knew.
And that was proven from Lord Burghley, when the Emperor
Who's an
Rudolph.
Alien? Emperor Rudolph.
Emperor Rudolph. We're talking about Lord Burghley.
Yeah, I know. Is he an alien?
Mostly. But see, this is where the Westons or Westonia starts to apply, because they started being known as to the Emperor Rudolph. There's a connection there. But we're trying not to make that to be a big deal. It'll come out wash day, Bob.
So Emperor Rudolph is an alien?
Yes, agreed.
Yes.
At least half. Maybe three quarter, because there's so much miscegenation that goes on with it. See, that's what the whole segregation position was about. It wasn't about melanated people. It wasn't about Negro people. It wasn't about that. It was about where you came from, your plot lines, your field gaze. It's from whence you came. Is you not my paterfamilia? If you ain't, then you don't apply, you see.
Okay, got that. All right. You in passing the other day, I think, said, we're in a Cold War now. Now, that Gregory guy we had on the office hours yesterday.
Wrong words. It's a hot war. It's a hot war. But, yeah, go ahead.
Right. You did say we're in a Cold War now, or it was coming. Mm. And Gregory on office hours said, I said, what's going to happen in Ukraine? And he said, it'll be bogged down in trench warfare. Or he just said trench warfare, which means a bogged down. But I think what you're saying is a hot aspect. A cold war would be a stretched out trench warfare. It's just paralysis, nobody getting anywhere. But it's going to move into a hot war and disrupt that trend. It's not going to be trench warfare. Do you agree?
Well, goddamn, Bob, they blow most of Ukraine up now, except for the labs that are going to destroy the earth. So it is pretty much of a goddamn hot war right now. It's not too much of a cold war conversation. If you do this, I'm going to do that. Well, if you do that, I'm going to do this. Well, you better not do that. I'm going to. They're doing it. It's not a cold war. They're not cold in Ukraine because their buildings are on fire.
So the paralysis of trench warfare, which was World War One, and we might call that the Cold War period in the 50s, 60s, that's not happening. As you say, we're in a hot war, and it's going to get
That's what you call, you reference that in the Church of Subgenius as Manifest Destiny. But that's your quote, not ours.
Yeah. Now, what is Bob's grimoire? Grimoire defined as my recipe.
No comment.
What is my recipe?
No comment. No comment. Yeah. No, we're not. Fuck you. Scott don't even want to know that. No, you're not getting that. Nope.
Scott doesn't want to know that?
Nobody's going to know that yet. Nope.
All right. Yeah. I mean, you're obviously part of my grimoire. I know that. Okay. I'm now going to play.
Yeah, we're working hard for you, Bob. We're working hard for you.
Yeah, you are. So I want to play this. I think you can hear it.
Okay.
This new meme that's circulating about the plasma universe. The world is, it's not black holes, it's plasma. So a man has come up. We'll see. So Jay Wiedner, who is a pseudo alchemist or a real alchemist, not sure what he's really up about, but he interviews Robert Semple, who I think got a name for himself in the 70s or something. He did a book on Sirius, Sirius. Let's just see if I can get
the star.
His the date.
The star.
Yeah. So he started, a lot of New Agers got into that. And, The Sirius Mystery, New Scientific Evidence of Alien Contact 5,000 Years Ago, October 1st, 1998, paperback. So it was in the 90s when this book came out. Okay, so we'll leave that there, and let's get to this recording. So, Jay Wiedner interviews Robert Temple, who has a new book coming out, and listen to what it's about. It's basically about the plasma stuff, but I'll let him speak. So you'll hear a question by Jay Wiedner, and he's explaining how the knowledge of the plasma, the key to the understanding of the universe, is in all ancient Gothic temples, Egyptian pyramids, and all this. So he's going to run through it, and you're going to comment whenever you want. You can stop the tape and say no, yes, no, whatever. So let's see.
You know, I wanted to, you know, because once you open the door, and I don't know how far you open the door, and I have never really gone outside of this show public with what I know about the opening of the plasma world to my eyes. But now I realize that, you know, the cathedrals, the Gothic cathedrals, were bringing down this plasma out into the floor of the
cathedral.
What the fuck? God damn! Come on now. No. No. This is not going to go the way you want it to go. This is not going
to
be good.
To eviscerate these guys. I want you to eviscerate them.
It's ridiculous. Listen, it's ridiculous. Plasma came down and cathedrals killed my soul. What the fuck does that mean? That's ridiculous. Okay, that came from the high pot. That came from the goddamn Demetris and the Florentine empire. That's where that came from, to build something to the heavens.
What came from? No, what is the what? What came from the Medici?
Plasma.
What
did? Plasma didn't build the churches and the Florentine Empire or the art of the Florentine Empire. It wasn't plasma that built that. That was the reference of humans looking up to the heavens and says, I can reach the heavens, or I can take and create monies, so much so monies, that I can show you art and let you look at naked women on stone and like it.
Okay, you don't need to go on. We got more stuff. Yeah. Yeah. Listen to this. He didn't say that plasma built the cathedrals. He said the towers.
He said plasma came
down.
No,
yeah.
It does not. No. Because you got to get the towers first.
Plasma came down through the. Yeah, they got the towers first.
The towers didn't come.
For you. Here we go. Come on, let's listen.
You don't have to replay it. You don't have to replay it. The tower.
Yes, I do.
The towers didn't cause the plasma. The towers didn't cause the plasma's interaction. So now say what you want to. Go ahead.
But, you know, I wanted to, you know, because once you open the door, and I don't know how far you open the door, and I have never really gone outside of this show public with what I know about the opening of the plasma world to my eyes. But now I realize that, you know, the cathedrals, the Gothic cathedrals, were bringing down this plasma through their towers down into the floor of the cathedrals, and that they use sacred geometry as part of the plasma, the way you get the plasma to flow correctly, and the way that, same with the Egyptians, the Great Pyramid,
Bob.
Christopher Dunn's work about it.
Bob. God damn.
Yeah.
We're going to take the whole of the Western, Eastern, Southern, Northern, all the civilization, and make it be about this confab that he's trying to collude into some composition that makes something to make sense. Come on now. This is ridiculous. Keep going, but yeah, no. That's
yeah.
not how this
yeah,
works.
You, I know you don't like. Let's just have the people hear it, and then after they hear 5 minutes of you say, oh, bullshit. You know, okay? That's what I just wanted you to do.
No. Listen, no, we want to make a point of what he's trying to connect the dots to. Don't connect. It's ridiculous because it's like,
I know.
Well, this is this, and itch is scratch, and scratch is itch, and itch will scratch is ass, and this is ass is itch. So if your ass itches, then you didn't scratch, so scratch your itch, and then your itch will scratch. It's like, come on now. And that's plasma. Ipso facto, if your ass itches, it's plasma. Okay, we got you. Go ahead.
Okay.
Plasma generator. These things are all like all over the place, and nobody's really brought it all home. And, you know, I really think it's time for this to get out.
Well, you're absolutely right.
This is Robert Temple. Robert Temple talking now, responding.
All of us who are what could be called the people of goodwill, and who are not psychopaths, and who do not want to control the world, and who do not want to become grist and payment, but merely want to get good stuff done, need to all get in gear together and try and drive this knowledge forward so that the public become enlightened to the truth. And one of the main themes of my book, which I substantiate scientifically, is that nobody dies.
Right.
That we are all immortal beings, phyoplasma beings who are temporarily incarnated in what I call smart overcoats. and when we leave those, because they wear out pretty fast, I mean, because our bodies are not that durable, we have to leave and go back to the plasma world, or otherwise known as the other world.
Okay, hold on.
In religious terminology, call it the spiritual world.
Hold on.
Yes, the plasma is a non-spiritual spiritual world.
It's almost 5 minutes, Bob. We didn't quite last that long. We tried to. Spiritual fucking overcoats? What the fuck is that? Is that the thing that
the
holds
meat sack.
You in
that's
this
term
bound?
For the meat sack. Now listen.
So that's
overcoats
how you,
on your physical body.
So that's where you're bound in this earthly being until you're released to plasma? Did you come from plasma? Were you the ejaculate? Were you the ejaculate? Were you the mouthpieces of ejaculate of plasma? Woo, darling, I don't want to come. I don't want to ejaculate. I want the plasma. Woo, let me play. Come on, Bob. God damn, this is ridiculous. All right, I waited 5 minutes as best close as I could. Okay, go ahead.
So he makes the point that we're temporarily incarnated into this meat sack or overcoat, and we remain frightened in that, that's all we are. We're going to die, and that's all over. And he says, no, you're going to live beyond when you're released, when you transition. You go to a glorious, non-physical, spiritual, astral world. Now, I say what's unique about I say what's unique about Ion's wisdom is, very different from religion, is death is not an issue. And we're not here living here to die successfully and enjoy the afterlife. You say the physical is what's most important, and we don't have to die, and we stay here. And he's got it backwards. And Dave Worster, through Cosmic Awareness, said the Order of the Golden Dawn and Aleister Crowley, these guys, are going to celebrate this dying and knowing you're not going to stop when you die. And you go into this wonderful guff or other world, and Dave Worster said, we're here, Servants of Awareness, to counter that. And I've done that. Through bringing Ion forward, you counter that delusion about death because it should not even be anything you even know about because you are in the celebrated physical, and that's the point of living. And they got that backwards. And let me finish. So then the Worcester and Paul Shockley maybe predicted that the New Age would be the final Rai principality, the final separate superior complex idiots through New Age philosophy. We see that in the cults all over the world. Now, even Hillary Clinton and them are New Agers, and they're relying on the glorious knowledge that you survive death. And that is not what is the basis of our new world today. And you agree with everything I just said.
That's exactly right, because it's in this body that you are to ascend to. It's in this body you are to ascend to. And they gave Jesus as the reparation. Now, he had to come to the edge of death, Eli, Abba Sabbatani, God, my God, why have you forsaken me? The point that you were on the edge of death to come into your place of ascension. But the ascension came very clearly and very completely as you dropped the shift from the meat sack condition or astral spiritual coat of arms or what. whatever the fuck he was babbling about. He's like, from plasma. I had plasma in my asthma. I had asthma in my plasma. Tore me up. And then I had hemorrhoids in my hemorrhoids, and it was bad. It was pretty bad. So then what happens is that you come to this place where in your physical, if you can ascend, then you're ascended in the physical. You don't have to go to the guff because it's closed now, by the way. It's got going to the Waffle House. The Waffle House never closes, but let me tell you what now, homie. Waffle House is closed. You can't go to Waffle House anymore late night. It's closed. So the Guff and the Waffle House is closed. So you can't just pop by whenever you want to. So now you got to be very precise if you're going to have late night double smothered, covered, top chunked hash browns.
Windback
at the Waffle House.
Windback shoes.
Pete don't sling back. Do me like a dog pumps. That's the one you're talking about. That's a different, a different thing. With plasma.
Okay.
As long as you had plasma, it'll be okay. This is so ridiculous. Okay, go ahead.
Let me clarify what you're saying. This guy, as usual, the conspiracy, according to the Church of Genius, takes good stuff like I did and fucking markets it backwards. Like all the Hollywood movies showing Bob knowledge backwards and upside down. And he's going to celebrate. They're now going to have scientists prove that there is an astral plane, and that's where we go when we die, when it's all over. They're always one step behind. So we have one more topic, but I'll just play another bit of this to see what further stuff Mr. Temple says that you can yell
at. So the Pleiades has to become plasma. Is that the point?
Yeah. Now, you do need to clarify. You talk about plasma. We've brought up the plasma theory, but you say it's a small part of the larger whole constituency. I mean, it's just
agree.
Not as – yeah. Okay, so here's what – let's see what he says.
Well, it's all the same thing.
Yeah.
It depends on which words you're using. In my own discussions and book, I try to avoid religious language because it has baggage. It doesn't mean I disagree with it. It means that I, for instance, I want very much for diehard fanatical atheists to read my book and see the hard scientific evidence for the things that they said, well, they couldn't believe because of no evidence. And I respect that because I am a very skeptical person. I am a very, very skeptical person. I don't believe anything, I'm told. And so even though I disagree with atheists because I think they've got it wrong, I respect the process by which they have been led to their atheism.
Yep.
And therefore, I didn't want to pepper my book with religious terminology, which they would just, reject. Throw the book in the bin.
Yeah.
It's too much baggage, as you say.
Yep.
So, everybody should realize that when I talk about the plasma world or the other world, I'm speaking the same world that religious people call the spiritual world. And when I say we don't die and we have bioplasma bodies, I'm also talking about souls and spirits.
Yeah.
And I think there's probably more than one. We have different levels of them in the sense that the ancient Egyptians knew about that. We had the Ka, the Ba, the Ox, and so on. Different levels of our bioplasma bodies. But the main thing to realize is that we don't and cannot die. And this has enormous implications because forgetting the fact that you don't want extinction at death, although some perverse people do because they hate themselves so much, but apart from them, people want to not die. And this is meant to be the main fear of humanity. Well, they don't need that fear. We have enough fear going on imposed on us by the psychopaths.
Yes.
Without having that one. But the responsibilities of living forever are that if you're going to live forever, you really have to get your head around that and approach life from that point of view, because you're going to be stuck with yourself always, and it's going to be a very unpleasant experience if you're not a good person.
You got to be a good person, he says. Well, we know the limitation of that. But the that's the main point he's making. You have something to say about that? We've already said the main point. I mean, that's exactly what you're mocking of the regular people who come on the show with their new age delusions, and you mock them from this guy. What he said is a summary of the attitude that you're there to dismantle.
Well, overcome. That we don't even have to dismantle it because we don't care. We don't care because those are the people that are going to be dead, and we won't have to worry about it. They'll be spam. You're going to be spam. If the aliens eat you out of a can, what do we care? We don't care. Be good.
You're
going to be spam. Enjoy stuff.
And then you'll transition to the dead guff zone and be trapped and stuck. So,
well, there ain't a guff anymore, so you are trapped.
Yeah, there's a guy named Thornhill, this temple site. He's a thinker, physicist, who's promoting this plasma universe. It's sort of succeeding the black hole.
There's a plasma universe, but it has nothing to do with this world or this realm. But there is a plasma universe.
But it has nothing to do with the spiritual realm either. It has nothing to do with the spiritual realm, the astral realm either.
Right. That's right.
Okay,
if we had him on the line and he was questioning us and we were saying, we'd say, okay, home skillet, you know what plasma is? Explain to us a black hole. And he'd shut the fuck up because the motherfucker doesn't know what the hell he's talking about because they are the same. So, just saying.
Yeah, like Scott Talkin didn't say it,
stupid Ion still talks about the black holes. That's all obsolete. We're now in a plasma universe. So he's falling for the new bullshit. And he doesn't know.
Poor Bucky Fuller.
Right. That's right. He represents Bucky Fuller, a 19th century artist. So McClune said, you know, you've invented technology. It really doesn't go away. It's always there. So if there was a concept of Stephen Hawking and them with the black hole, it's still there, even though there's new concepts that come along, new models, and they stick around. So you don't get rid of it.
Don't say new, say more. Because they're not necessarily new. They're regenerating shit from Aleister Crowley, for fuck's sake. I mean, it's the new Mr. Crowley. Okay, well, good for you. There's nothing new under the sun. They just regurgitate it. It's the regurgitated Gurdjieff, Bob.
Gotcha. Now here's our final point. There's a young kid named Max Lachlan, and he has a controversial theory. CERN sent us to a parallel universe. And this kid had somehow, he's like,
it didn't send you to it. You arrived at it. It didn't send you to it. You arrived at it. Yep. Good.
Well, what's the difference? Did CERN have something to do with us arriving at the parallel universe?
You can't tell the difference. You don't know.
Well, then
is it live or is it Memorex? We don't know. So you can't say this is correct or incorrect because you have no impetus to say one is preferred over another or correct over another. You don't know that.
Okay. So this Max Lachlan, he's only 13 years old. He could develop from scratch its own device for energy access, a system that is capable of providing all the necessary energy without the need for oil, coal, or solar energy. Is he doing that?
Not yet.
Is he listening to us?
He's trying to perfect your original Baghdad battery.
Right. But he doesn't understand our cold play. Doesn't know how that works.
No.
And his theory won't help him to understand it, whatever he's coming up with.
Not yet.
Will he be coming around and begging to talk to Bob and learn at some point?
Everybody does sooner or later, Bobby.
That's right. Okay, excellent. We're going to wrap it up, but before we wrap it up.
Surprise for you. We have a surprise for you. We got an extra 13,000 classified JFK documents released for you that you don't have to look at, but you certainly can see.
Mm-hmm. So Trump got them? No, Biden released them?
It was done before that, but now they're available. Took a little while.
Yeah, that was what they were wondering. So will it have information about the UFO connection?
Indirectly, yeah. It's just a bad look for the CIA, mostly. But, you know, that's an ongoing thing.
Is this the final? Is this all the documents now as a result of this release?
Oh, no. We got some more in the bunker for you to look at when you get a chance.
Oh, you're
going to need something to read while you're hanging out.
Okay.